Be a good listener. This is easier said than done, because most people listen to respond, not to understand. There's five different types of listening. The first is ignoring. We don't really mean to do this. It's done mentally. Our minds are in another world when someone is speaking to us. The second is pretend listening. This we do when we want to get off the phone with someone and they don't. You know the drill. Yeah, right, right, sure, and on and on. The third is selective listening. This we do with a three-year-old. I mean, if we listened to everything a three-year-old said, we'd go out of our mind. The fourth, attentive listening, and this is when we listen with our ears, our eyes, and sometimes our mind. The fifth type of listening, and the most important, is empathic listening. This is when we listen with our ears, our eyes, our body, our soul, and our spirit. We listen so well that we can mentally place ourselves in the conversation with the person we're speaking with. Victims of bullying need us not only to hear and listen to them, but also to understand them and feel the pain. Victims can at times believe that they are not taken seriously and then refuse to report to adults when they're bullied. They then start taking matters in their own hands, which can have devastating results. We all need to make time to listen to students when they want to speak with us. The question remains, though, what type of listener are we? Begin to practice empathic listening today. Do it with your own kids, your spouse, and of course your students. It's a habit we all need to get into.